People like to say, I'm a spiritual person. What do they mean by that? And what do we mean as Christians by saying we should live a good spiritual life? After all, isn't anger, jealousy, a spiritual characteristic? Aren't there also evil things that are spiritual? Well, for the Christians, when we say to lead a spiritual life, we also mean to lead a sensual life. Both body and soul serve the Lord. We do not say spiritual because it deals only with spiritual characteristics, but we say spiritual life because the Holy Spirit guides us, that the Holy Spirit gives us both wisdom and love and prudence. And there are so many gifts that the Holy Spirit gives to us. That's why when we feed those who are hungry, when we take these hands and hug someone who needs compassion, when we take this mouth and utter words that lift up the human spirit, both physical and spiritual are given as a gift to glorify God. It is called the spiritual life, not because I neglect the body and emphasize the soul, but because I take both body and soul, this which makes me human, makes me who I am, and both action and in thought, I offer it to my God as my gift and fulfill my humanity by being humane and by being a Christian, by looking at the Lord and say, Lord, change me, give me your grace, and do what I cannot do by myself and raise me up, so that when people look at me, they might say each day, she looks different, she looks happier, she looks like she's convinced of the teachings of Jesus Christ. So when you think of the spiritual life, think of yourself, both body and soul, and ask yourself the question, how can I give glory to my God, find happiness in my own life, by thinking and doing everything that pleases the Lord? Christos Christiae.